Blog Talk Radio.
Don't sleep.
and I place you in the bin. In average days spent all in the sheets. In the fabric when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
Time to wait. I knew I wanted you. Thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting. Here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you. You pressed it for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul. Deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came to your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. I love you, we love you. Whatever you need. Oh, you way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love,
yeah.
Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love
was missing. It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah. You're shining like the sun. I'm shining with you. You know I like to face it. Getting it up. Your purple water's dripping. I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need me. All this love you feel like you don't deserve for me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting. Here it is free.
Yeah,
we can't keep playing your games like you don't deserve to be you. Present here with you. You present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul. Deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came through your body. Going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no
option. You know I got you.
This you know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love. Whatever you need. Oh, you ain't too much. Take that as much as you need. That luxury love. That luxury love.
I'll be so spaced out.
Doing the most. Explode. Shoot to the stars with me. Synergy is so chosen.
Yeah.
I need your face now. In the pillow. Just go.
Let go.
Give me some slow-mo. Yeah. It's over, show.
Keeps me warm. Unconditional,
trust, still I want more. True love. Hey, can I you be number one? Girl, I love the way you made the thing go wrong. Now me and you go there as the song go on. Now me and you go there till the sun come up. Inside she control me. She dey tell me, baby, pussy, don't you fool me. Hot fuck every day, she dey consume me. Say she want it every day, we make it movies. My baby, with me, every day you with me, see every day we dey with me, dey with me. My baby, they complete me, complete me. Say my baby know the juicy, da da. Say the loving what she give me, I know. Say if I do time, she don't need me, my love. Say now the loving what she give me, I know. Say now true love. My days when I'm not with you.
Sometimes, to bless sometimes, to bless sometimes. is it in your mind? Hey, hey. How's everything going, y'all? We in the building tonight, King and Queen's Quarters, on the Epiphany Radio. Myself, King Atterbury, and the beautiful Divas of Epiphany. Tonight we going, it's going down, open mic. You know what I'm saying? So bring your vibrant energy inside the Royal Quarters of the Epiphany Network show. Show is sponsored by no more than CEO, for real, the author and poet Larry Maddox. Listen, that dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You know what I'm saying? Come through. You know what I'm saying? Press that one. You know what I mean? But we here. Seem that we're having a little technical difficulties tonight, but it's going to be all right, though.
Through the maze of the madness, struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness, giving this game with no time to practice. Born on the blacklist, told I'm below average, a life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me, alcohol that my pop swallowed bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bold on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day
we gonna work it out.
Someday
we gonna work it out.
Someday
we gonna work it out.
I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day
we gonna work it out.
Someday
we gonna work it out.
Someday
we gonna work it out.
I have a dream.
I got a dream.
That one day.
That one day.
That one day.
I'ma look deeper than myself. I got a problem.
Looking in the mirror, images of me getting much clearer, dear self. I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we out of control. Rap music in the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls of stone slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my rage became freedom. Right dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory. And well, the world waiting for me to yell. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day
we gonna work it out.
All right. I'm back. Yeah, we were having some technical issues. Thank you, King, for stepping in. I was like, what? Hello?
I was like, what is going on in there?
Okay, well, you want to do it. All right, let me shut up. I was talking.
You had no audio going.
And I didn't even know. Like, okay, all right, something ain't right here. He's still talking. He ain't acknowledging me at all. Something ain't right here. It's all good, though. It's all good. We in sync like that. Because you kicked right in and you was, you know, then you played the song. I was like, what the hell going on here?
Yeah, I looked up and when I was like, oh, I want to say, yo, Diane, you there? He's like, LaPearl. So that's why I just, you know, said, threw it out there. But yeah, give your regular, normal, you know, say, activity on the wave or like, I mean, then we love to hear your official voice. So it's all good. We got each other's back.
Absolutely. You know, maybe because, you know, my team playing right now, so I got a little distracted. I am here. I wouldn't just ghost y'all, you know. So I love that song. What was that song, man?
That's that song by Common and Will I Am, A Dream.
I like that, John. That's what's up. So we are open mic tonight, huh, Kang? Let me finish the intro about the Raw Links.
No doubt.
Everybody know where they can acquire them. First off, I want to give a big shout out to someone who is a very good friend of mine. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links. I got mine on. Can you got yours on?
Always blessed.
Absolutely. And you can get those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of right now on Amazon, Instagram, and Raw Links, beraw@facebook.com. And if you can't grab them there, guess what? You can holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we got you. We're going to make sure you get to adorn your body with one of those beautiful pieces. You can get one or two or four or ten. You'll love them all, okay? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one and join us. All right. This is King and Queen's Quarters. I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury, and I'm the Perla Negra. All right, back to you, King. You want to let them know what's going on, or you want to jump right into some poetry?
Hey, yeah, open mic tonight. Call in. You know what I'm saying? Spit some pieces. You know what I mean? Beginning
Absolutely.
Of the week. Show us what you got.
Absolutely. I'm always excited for this show because it's just, you never know what we're going to get. And people just come through with this amazing poetry and these awesome individual personalities, man. So, yeah. I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready too. You know what I mean? You can kick it off. You know what I mean? Drop it on them.
All right. This is called Celestial, thank you, Celestial Love Affair. Leave a light on for me so I can follow your lead. I'll just watch you breathe, hear your body speak. While you lay me down to sleep. You make it easy to write us into this part of the story. You give me love as sweet as the cry of a night bird across the field of an entering new spring. And the sun rises for me every time you open your beautiful eyes. When I was ready to abandon my heart, you reminded me of how beautiful it feels when our spirits dance the times our flesh meshed. This is magic, because you are the only one ever able to interpret my ocean. And I pray that you never go away, because you're my piece of heaven, and I would miss swimming in your beautiful energy, because sips of you would never do. I want to drown in you. If you would just keep reaching for my light of love, you would feel it seeking to cover and help you remember our touches from lifetimes ago. Because your essence was sewn into the stitches of my heart,
and our connection has been foretold between the pages of a book that sits at the edge of the universe. You showed me that every part of me matters, so no matter where I go, my heart will always be drawn to you. Because tasting your ecstasy goes beyond us physically. You've touched my soul and tamed my fire within, and your kisses send memories to my skin, keeping me walking in bliss. So keep exposing your heart to the stars. Keep exposing my heart to the stars in your galaxy, and forever you'll hold the only key that unlocks that dedicated transparency of my soul. Love you. And I am inescapably yours in that unbreakable bond of a celestial love affair. And that's that piece.
That was silky. Beautiful and lovely, but it was silky. It was just the whole expression wave on it. You know what I mean? Like, I told you before, well, I'm a fan of your poetry anyway. You know what I mean? Like, always dropping door, beautiful done. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Now, throwing some music. Throwing
some music.
Hit
different.
Oh, man. Yo, I'll try, but I'm not so good in that area. I can't seem to get it in sync with the music or
throw me the audio. Throw me the audio. I'll release it. You know what I mean?
That's what I do.
You know, I got the whole studio.
Okay. But in the meantime, in between time, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, Kay?
All right. I got this piece titled Mirror My Soul.
The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Which side of me gets you? Tell me what side is special. I want to know how to catch you because you don't really settle. Broadband my signals, that's what I be into. Mystical and magical auras that are essential. Ancestral prayers upon forming words that's heard. Sweeter than songbirds giving birth, sounds are getting purged. Lift my spirit sky high till I see heaven's magnificent. Radiant, beautiful formation that look so extravagant. Transport myself through stillness, wake up brilliant. God knows I feel privileged, feeling his glory in it. Dive inside the realm of music, tuning my mind, enjoying divine chimes, which reminds me of a time. Capture the moment when I was down and out, sort of out of luck. That was all shucks, giving an audience more than what. Little bits of this, which was missed, so here I sit in a chair, controlling patterns of breathing, feeling my kiss. Mwah. Peace.
Wow. Okay. I'm kind of feeling that one. That was nice.
Yeah, thank you. That's one of those voila.
Yeah, I hear. That was the up, absolutely. All right. Well, we got some callers up in here, but ain't nobody got their hand raised. So
hey.
I guess you can throw some music up in here for us. Maybe it'll soothe their soul and make them raise their hand. What you think?
All right. No doubt. I'm acting like we in the stadium right now. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little J. Cole out there.
I got a time. Hey.
Oh, and he's still waiting. Oh.
Oh, I know you niggas didn't see this coming. I mean, normally around this time I'd ask if you was ready. But I know there's no way you niggas was ready for what's about to happen.
Yeah! shaking my hand on my gun. One is for shooting and one is for fun. Niggas tripping off of 151. Black and miles burning under the sun. Black and brown kids, younger they dumb. Back to town, where your mama know from? Gather around, running all of your shit. But what did you get?
I say it's love, that mean it's stuck. Run out of bullets and run out of luck. One in the crib, I was one in the truck. One in the tempo, cause bloody ain't duck.
Step a foot up on the yard and get struck. Everyone that grew around was a thug. Thought he was a shooter, thought he was tough. Found anybody cooling out in the cut. Fulton County, 50 cal in the tub. Fuck around and shoot the cavalry up. Bullets sneezing, we got allergies. We got alibis, we got calibers. Categorized, FN, bitch, capitalized. Better record,
I got sick and tired of letting bitches slide. So I'm in the whip, I got the stick inside. If I sniff a scent, smell a lie. Smell a bitch, crack a smile. Let it rip, let it ride. First time, second line. Second time, blood. Line. Third time, even I die, taking one of mine. I'm on Keller Road with the chopper from Columbine. Creeping on the crack, trying to colonize.
We've got out of this shit.
Talking too brazenly, bullet hit his mouth, at least he died tastefully. Good Lord has never forsaken me, in God I trust, so I get money faithfully, not just occasionally. Got to make cake every day like I work for a bakery. I know you pussy, the secret's not safe for me. You crazy, you think you gon' take from me. Not for extorting tree pilots like Ork, and I call up some niggas I know they gon' spray for me. Speaking in cocaine, they taping me. Let out the whole fucking clip, leave a vacancy. I'm out that two with the six on basically. Rapping more shooters than Rich Paul's agency. They get to clutching, you best get to ducking. Like 6-7 niggas that sunk it for Oregon. Money so long, if I start in the south and then spread the shit out, it be touching like Portland. So it's no wonder I'm walking with caution. I know that guy got his grace for me, but I still treat a ride through the hood like a hike through the woods. Got a stick that I take with me.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to pay the bills, King. So we can be right back after this.
Baby, baby.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. King and Queen's Court. I'm the Pearl Negra,
yeah.
And I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury up in here. And this,
hello.
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link. Let me throw that number in for you one more time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to join us. We want you to. Okay, I got another piece.
Hey,
you don't
I'm
mind.
On deck right along with you.
All right. This is called Titan's Bow. I always came in a pretty package. Thank you. I always came in a pretty package with a bow for easy access. Because of that, I've shed tears over an angel and rejoiced with a demon. I've watched as each damaging footstep by footstep by footstep of the contaminated hearts and unsanitary hands wore away at the slats of my bridge of safety that leads to my heart. And this thing called love, they've gotten a hold of my wings. Broken them, clipped them, even tried to rip them off. Yet I continuously give my all for love's sake. Whether I fall into it or am just caring for humanity, I've always been left sitting at the edge of a learning cliff every time. They say that the beauty in the eye of the one who's holding you. And I've held each one of them, and they were all beautiful to me. So either way it came, I let them hold on to me until they realized that they weren't even equipped with the understanding of how I hold my true beauty. Nonetheless, I will continue to greet with peace and blessings and send off with love and light. Only this time, I know that I'm a sanctuary, and I lead with a soul of fire, a spirit of love through the enchanted forest of my heart, transforming each life I touch. I just tie my bow a little tighter this time. That's that piece.
That was lovely.
Thank you. I'm stumbling all over the place.
Nah, I get it. But that was, though, just the words being heard and the emotions behind it, you know what I'm saying, following up on it. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, Ken, come on, pull out what you got in your arsenal, because we know you got some fire for us.
We're going to rock. I want to rock with you, baby.
Hey.
Nah. Get the Bobby Brown going.
Okay. All right.
This piece, excuse me. This piece is titled Match to Match.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Entering rings, trying to survive. Who do they want me to take a dive? Whether or not, if I apply some of my thoughts, I must divide. In between the here and now, sparring around within my style, expression presented loud, imagery formed from out the clouds. Who am I in this day and age coming back to finish? Reincarnated to visit and travel past all the limits. Expose yourself to the higher expectation of who you are. For I'm like, here you are, the loveliest of them all. No more chains on feet, what better to hold me? Involve yourself around me. My cipher almost complete. 180 plus a 90, just been waiting since the beginning. What's trending, never ending. Just finding a place to blend in. Hope, saw no law, judgment of emotions at the door. Guard your house of love, find peace with me or more. It's not hard to figure out without asking, know my passion. Though I live in South Jersey, been learned a lot. While I'm in Manhattan, rest in peace.
Domestic peace.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, fire. What you bring to us.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I got to find something else to read. Man, I don't know.
We here. We in the building. Yeah, man. We just black out tonight. So these callers start coming, calling in.
All right. This one is called Window to My Soul.
All right.
Wisdom and maturity aren't always indicative of age. We gain these things more so through the experience of damage. I've always played the background though truth be told, I wanted the forefront. And I was happy for the most part behind the scenes, but there was also a hidden underlying misery, and my happiness lived where it wasn't known. So I perfected a smile and bright eyes that hid my pain and would only break and dim behind those scenes. Because them knowing that I loved them was always more important than me knowing how I learned. Wait a minute. Because them knowing that I loved them was always more important than me knowing how to love myself. But I got tired of looking in the mirror, seeing somebody I would pretend to know. Acting out the lies I told myself were okay to present to the public. So after I climbed every mountain and hung off every ledge with everything in me, my heart surviving on being breadcrumbed, found a strength within. And I realized the truth to holding on was to let go. So I wiped off the window of my soul, cleaned the mirror, and fell in love with the real me that I discovered. And that's their peace.
And that's what's up. I feel like it's about to go down tonight. You know what I mean?
We got a hand up, King.
Oh. All right. I'll bring him in. I'll spit this piece real quick and bring that call in.
All right. Mike is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled Black Movie Love. Best deeds about last night, witness Sylvie's love. After waiting to exhale, brown sugar, I miss you much. After I loved Jones, why did I get married? The best man condoned it. You could play the game. Loving basketball moment. Allow me to let you connect to me, very successful, beyond the lights. Anything can be pure, raw, and special. Medicine for melancholy, drawing disappearing acts. I could be south side with you if God had my back. Keep that. She won a poetic justice after thinking like a man. Queen and slim plans with a just right program. Check fences along the photograph of Jason's lyric. If Bill Street could talk, enjoying Claudine's music. The perfect match may set up a temptation premature. Then line between love and hate, shoot a shot with no score. Until the last holiday, with a woman like the preacher's wife. Outside of the holy doors, you may just want to think twice. Catch a flick or a show, whether it's have or have not. Don't get caught up in a hype, leaving you stuck in one spot. Lost in Boomerang, don't play yourself with a Carmen Jones. Find yourself with Purple Rain and Baggage Claim all alone. Commitments of a Film by Carol Mays is still today. The love letter from out the blue might be on its way. Under the cherry moon, watching a real graffiti bridge. Enjoy the art with who you with until you find your niche. And that's their piece.
Yo, I love the nostalgia of the movies you threw up in there, and I think it was a couple of songs you threw up in there. I was catching them. I was hearing them. I love that, man. That's what's okay. I always wanted to do that, but I noticed that only certain people can do it. Like, C-Double does it all the time. And this one right here, this is just as dope.
It's a love thing. I'm trying to know back in 2021, we had a we was talking about movies on Poetry Corner. You know what I'm saying? So we was going in that theme direction. So I just did my homework and hit the assignment. You know what I mean with that?
Okay, that's what's up. All right, we got a couple callers up in here with their hands up. We're going to open up this first microphone to a member of the Epiphany family, and I'll let him tell you what he does when he gets up in here.
All right.
Hey, Jeff Jay, how you doing tonight? Welcome to King and Queen.
You go ahead and tell him what I do now. I try to stay out the way.
Jeff, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
good.
I'm sitting back enjoying the show, listening to y'all to go back and forth. That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad you're enjoying it. Now, this is open mic, Jay. So, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I got a piece on love that I've been trying to go ahead and get right. And I'm going to go ahead and do that for y'all.
All right. Well, let me move out the way. The mic is yours.
I appreciate you, King and Queen. The name of this piece is called Love Laid In. Love Laid In the Cracks. The crevices. Oh, man. That one caught me right in the middle. Let me start this again. Not quite the man I thought it was. Here we go.
Take your time, brother. Take it from the top, man.
Thanks, bro. Love laid in the cracks, the crevices of the crevice. Oh, man. Love laid in the cracks, the crevices and the crevices of the shadows buried deep. Hiding in the spider hole, you see love had had enough. Love had contracted PTSD. And love refused to love the way love had formerly loved before, having been beaten, flattened, walked on by opportunities that didn't include love. And love felt less than. Love was told that it would never be enough. So love fell in love with the romantic thought of wanting to be loved. It hurt watching love starve and emaciate in self-inflicted wounds. Over love wanting what love wanted, and love just wanted to be loved. So love grew into an unnatural shape, pleasing to the love slowly grew into an unnatural shape, pleasing to the eye, beautiful, like a manicured bonsai, whose back had been broken repeatedly and healed and was beautifully to the eye. And many longed to purchase her love, because they too wanted this beauty to be theirs, their own personal little birdie under a glass, even if just for a moment. Love wanted to feel love. Love was still unwanted. Love twisted into modern art and admired by the masses, living life through rose-colored glasses. Love has been bruised by two, just too many chances from love needs. Love said, why don't nobody love love? Maybe because love don't know love nobody. Boom.
Oh,
yo, that was vicious.
Man, I ain't had to fight with that poem like that since its inception. What the hell?
I've been stumbling over mine tonight, too. I think it must be just, maybe it's a shift taking place or something with the planets and the stars. I've been stumbling.
I think there's a new moon coming because things been kind of slippy, flappy. You know what I mean?
That'd be good if it was the right way.
I hear that, but that piece, that was a really, really beautiful piece. I'm like, wow, all the things that love desires and really doesn't require much, you know, just reciprocation. But sometimes love is unwanted and shunned and pushed away. That was a beautiful piece. I love that, Jay. Oh.
Thanks.
Wow.
I've been putting pronouns too. Every time that I was going to put she or he in there, or she or he could have been put in there, I put in love just to make it universal.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Go peace.
You did it. Yeah, the way you did it was perfect. I can relate to it because I'm a big love bug, and I have experienced several times what it feels like to have my love rejected, and I love people, period. But
right.
Not everybody takes to it. Not everybody can understand it. Because a lot of people have never experienced it. So, you know, I was looked at like some kind of alien or something, being all nice and kind to me. What is this? You know, so I relate to that. That one kind of touched me a little bit deep. Beautiful piece, though, Jay. Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Man.
Yeah, it's going to come a time where we can go ahead and love like that, and we don't have to worry about people misusing it. You know, because I tell people all the time that really put their heart out there and folks did stuff to go ahead and make them say, like, well, that's not a good idea because I get hurt when I do that. Those people that did the hurting, they're the ones that were wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? With time and maturity, you come to understand it isn't always that person's fault. They're not really intentionally treating you bad. It's just they don't know any different. And that's what helped me in my healing journey to understand that, you know.
You can be dealing with their own trauma.
Absolutely. Thank you for that beautiful piece, Jay. Now, before you get up out of here, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
All right. Not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday. But I do suggest y'all be here this Saturday coming up because Poetic will be over there. Poetic is going to be doing a little different format. Me and him were talking about it. I think y'all are really going to like it. Y'all need to go over there and make sure y'all check out Poetic this Saturday. The following Saturday after that, it'll be me and Gina again, you know, doing the Just Jay and Gina show. We did something interesting last week. I think people liked it. And, you know, I haven't got a chance to go back and listen to the replay, but I've been told that I should go back and listen to the replay. We're going to start spinning poets' pieces, like Atterbury's doing songs right here. You know, we can stand to hear songs several times and get to know them songs and find out some little nooks and crannies. We're going to be doing that with y'all poetry. We're going to get y'all in here like, for reals, in the beginning, Temptation, I know that piece. That's like if that don't play in the beginning for me, it don't even feel like the show has started yet. It's and became the thing for the show.
All right. That sounds awesome. And yes, really? The show was amazing. I have to say it was absolutely amazing. I really enjoy it. But if you don't mind, you can take my arm and I will escort you over to the Royale Lounge and you can grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off.
One other thing, December 20th, we're going to have Jamal St. John coming to the small house to go ahead and wreck shop over there. But I'll give y'all some details about that. But I got a pretty lady on my arm. I'm about to go ahead and head over to the Royale.
Make sure you drop that info in the event page so everybody can see what's going on and what you got coming up. Okay? And with that,
ma'am.
Let's go. Going over here. One love, one mic.
One mic.
Take care.
Just Jay is a pretty fly. He's a fly poet. He does give that that feel of, it's like I can't even think of the word, the name of the writer.
The Shakespearean.
Is here. Yes. That might have to be another part of his pen name. That's exactly what I get from it. His enunciation of his words and the placement of them and the way that he sounds when he reads. It's just,
yeah, I love his
what
style, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely fly. That's why I started calling that the Shakespearean Just Jay. It got a nice ring to it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can holler at him about it over there in the Tiffany and see what he say.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, you know what I'm saying? Throw this song in the air. We'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, with the next caller.
All right.
I'm calling you. Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself. I can't help it. I'm maybe I'm selfish. You're my
sick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls could catfish. And in LA, every chick's an actress. Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and love live sex. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, it's one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke Lysette. And New York women are way too fresh. Too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. Why? To my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know. No. To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows,
I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. You're mine. Ladies and I can't. Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. Yeah, no one.
Yeah,
but me.
Yeah,
baby.
And I'll be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies I paid them Benjis. Get your own. I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes and everything you do is extra cold. From the polo fleece to the Jesus piece, I got family in high places like Jesus niece. Can I please say my peace? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, fit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks, new version of Pete Rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love, so I switch my girls around like 3L dub. I'm calling,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. You're my ladies and I can't. Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah. What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head and your Jetta. Better believe it, Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardi's. Take me to after parties, her name was Kari. And it sucks that we didn't keep in touch, I'm sorry. But hey Kim, how's Minneapolis? You so pretty, hate you show off your titties for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. You're mine, ladies and I can't. Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah. Right on, right on. Nice song. Welcome back.
Yeah, that
welcome
was
the, back. Welcome back.
That's the Slum Village.
Nice, nice. Lord. All right, we got another caller up in here with their hand up. We got ourselves a Sinister Spittle. Hey, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing, Sinister
what's
Spittle?
What's up, brother?
What's going on? Yeah, I'm free. I got a new phone service. So you don't have to put up with me on a regular basis now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. All right.
Well, guess what? It's an open mic waiting here for you all the time. So we're looking forward to it. Don't get us spoiled and then pull back, yeah?
Well, I know I'm spoiled myself. I mean, I've written like 10 pieces since Friday. So, like, my head is on fire.
All right, well, can we get one of them pieces that you wrote this Friday?
Yeah, this is well, somebody's read this, but nobody's heard this yet. This piece.
All right, set it off.
I need time? I don't want to fall in love with your lonely, shattered crosshair, missing the bereft of my conscience. Take me home. I say, don't you know? What's the point? Please show me tonight. What once was a lilac quandary of a heart's digest? Take out the rot of the appendages of your scorn left here. Please, 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 no more. I don't know why we evade pristine plateaus in lieu of dire straits, screeching strings, fucking passing keys in the diatribe of what they cry. Lost incantations of what who knew before? I nearly lost sense and got ass-whacked by the flack, man. Can't sleep. Well, sometimes. And ruffled devotions. Burnt hours, no return. I almost lost it there. What again, though, was it? I think for sure it was your delusion fears. A bright Lucifer Phoenix reigns. So yo-ho, it's a party now. You're shelved, invited, but on point. You're not easy. Nothing is. Home. You're a lie, and it's sleepy. Why is it I need you? Or do I? Got my head checked. Washed in black, absent the lace of a better time, glass. Sheets shatter in the demise of an innocent breath. No longer laid before me the beauty I revolved around absent suns, withered in nitrogen eulogies. I gave everything, and all you fed me was lies. That was all you wore. A new witness was born you. Absent of a hunger, devoured and everything, walking parallel now to what was in play. I felt laughter. I soar. Oblivion jarred, twinkled, the black holes of yesterday. Buried those everything pictographs of loss, filled wrong, erotica, inept. Was all that's to be, and so it is. 6 a.m., and I have risen above the why of your alienated stars you hung primus upon. Why? Patience now. Amidst glaring streetlights, a language you scoured the air in. I found him all right to smile. I try not to think of you, though. Woman, I found my patience standing above your grave. It's all right not to be okay, because I'll be all right. Yeah, it's okay. Backward breathing and peace.
Wow.
Yo, that was live. Definitely was.
Let me ask you, who were you fighting against in this piece?
Well, ghosts are real and they live in your head. My late wife and damage done. Trying to, find peace in myself and what was so I could be what is and what I am.
That's what I thought. That's what, you always bring, it's your style. I'm trying to think of a word for it because I've been a fan of yours since the first time I heard you. And this piece right here, you know, you ever have somebody say,
it's okay to talk to yourself, but don't answer yourself because then you'd be crazy. But that's not true. Okay.
I'm insane then.
Well, you can make sense. You know, a lot of times we can give ourselves the answer because it comes from within us. Even though we have that questionnaire, we can still get the answer from within us as well. So, look, I've been off the rails for years, okay, because I stay answering myself. So I get it. But this piece right here, I can totally relate to because there have been so many times where I have asked the question and answered the question over and over again. Sometimes I got to ask the same question to myself and get a different answer from time to time. But this piece was fire. It was dynamic.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was wild.
But let me. I'm sorry to cut you off, but let me extend on what you just said there. The reason why we have to keep asking the same questions is because we become different, an elevation of ourselves. And once we do, we still have to go back and understand it in this present. You know, once all the fog is cleared, you know, you're going to find yourself answering the same questions again, but it's a transitional period, and eventually that plateau will be reached. The questions are no longer answered, but it's all about finding yourself, so those questions can be asked again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you 100%, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. Sometimes when I get to talking, people be like, what the hell is she talking about? So thank you. Now I know I'm not alone in this thing.
Hey, we all doing rocking it, swimming it.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, finish the spittle. I am going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge and go over there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
Dope poet. I have always been admired his poetry. And it's good to start hearing from him again because for a long time, you know, he had to life, man. You know, things happen and you got to take some time off. But it's refreshing to hear him back again.
I think
it's time to pay the bills again. So I'm going to try this. This is, I don't know who put this in my music style, but I hope it's what I think it is. So we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
Okay. All right. It was what I was hoping it was. You know, sometimes I will press play on something, it'll be totally different from what I thought it was, you know, and I'll be like,
yeah,
all right,
to be one time. I was like,
this is not the song that I intended. So I don't know who put that in my file, but thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Now I ain't got to go searching all over everybody's music file for the snippets. Appreciate that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And you have approximately, well, just about a little over half an hour to get up in here. Raise your hand and spit some of that fire for us.
Yeah.
All right, King. I guess it's back on me again. Do some more poetry, because I don't see nobody else in here with their hand up. And hopefully we can catch Just Jay again and see, you know.
Yeah, catch him on the spin.
Yeah, I think that'll be all right. So,
yeah, definitely.
Let me see what I can find up in here. Oh, my. Having a hot flash, y'all.
Hey, I do think that new moon is coming into existence, because it's some, you know, some shaky, flaky shit going on. You know what I mean? People, places, and things.
I'm feeling just a little bit off balance, but that's all right. I'll get back in alignment. I know how to align myself. Been here before, done it.
Yeah.
All right, so this piece is untitled.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. I'm ready for love. Ready to build with the one who not only comes in peace, but is at peace within. Ready for the ultimate collaboration, that bond sealed with the light from the highest consciousness where nothing can surpass, enter, or break it. Beautifully balanced, agreeing that together when in the eye of the storm, it ain't always so bad. With mind, body, and spirit in sync, it's the happiest triad. Where just the presence of our presence gives, loves, and supports without even trying. Energy generated so amazing between us, it leaves us flying. But not be so blinded to some bad days to come. Just know enough good ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love. Ready for the one to where the more that I trust him, the stronger I feel within. And that I've kissed every last one of my healed scars with. So he knows my love is from the stars. Ready for he who chooses heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my arms. Oh, yeah. He knows I'm here to heal and bring balance, to prioritize his peace of mind but do no harm. And he can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered. Because he's got this on the physical plane while God and I handle his spiritual struggle. That means ain't nothing and no one getting in our way. I'm in this for the long haul. So I want us to ride inside each other's love, always speaking to the king in him. I am a child of the seas and wind, but also of where light begins. And that's that peace.
Well, we shooting it out the door tonight. Once again, it's go time.
I'm just stumbling all over the place. I mean, I'm trying to read my poetry, and it feels like a stranger to me tonight. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to tell you, it's got me on something else.
That's a dopeness, too. But, you know, sometimes if you don't read a piece in a long time, you know, you write different poetry and stuff like that. Sometimes you get back to it, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot I even said this joint. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I've come
to
those quarters before. For real. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to speak for a long time. I'm like, damn. But it happens, though. But it's a dope piece, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that matters, don't mm-hmm. I? Just always
thank
know
you.
That you can take it from the top. You know what I mean?
Well, we ready for some more dopeness from you, King Atterbury. What else you got for us?
All right, I got this piece titled Masquerade of Affection.
Mike is yours.
All right, thank you. Walk inside the highest form of heartfelt devotion. With a cards on the table and life is in motion. Once again, it's the happenings that is occurring inside. Feeling revived, I survived, saying goodbye to what died. No longer bittersweet, nor any high expectations. My spirit free from slowly waiting on time, I have been patient. Walk into the joy of knowing great moments can still exist. Giving your love the greatest kiss as I walk out from the mist. Make plans without demands as we travel into what's new. Play around with some things, ideas are out the blue. Set up ways for more enjoyable, pleasurable sentiments. Been loving you ever since. Let's take what's off the fence. Prepare the next level of excitement to your daily routine. Provide gifts that don't exist on your wish list, I have deemed. Share a table of confidence made of tender love and care. Just be aware of how sincere I would like to inhale your ear. Hold my thoughts within your world of knowing what's being shown. I'm building a strong foundation that is condoned with this poem. Let's be together as one. Believe me, you are not alone. Touch the interests of your internal soul. Welcome me home. It's that peace.
All right. Okay. Say that last line again.
Oh, I just jumped out of there. The last line was, touch the interests of your internal soul. Welcome me home.
Wow. That's pretty deep to say. To give somebody that trust. Wow. Like that. I don't know. I might have to steal that. That line is dope right there.
You know, there's always some type of lines that can be titles all the time on that. You know?
Yeah. How about we open up just Jay's mic again and see if he want to spin the block with him. I know he got something else, though. What's up, Jay? You got another piece for us? I know you do.
I just sitting over here mad because I like, they don't want nobody playing their little reindeer games with them. Forget them then.
Oh, no. Come on now. We would never exclude you. Come on. Don't do it like that. Don't do it. We gave you all that praise. You think we was because of just like push you to the side, like you
know, don't protect
like
too much.
Or something.
Yo, Jay was like, "Yo, they closed the valve on me and whatnot."
Oh, God. Nah, I'm not gonna.
That's crazy. You didn't just say nothing about it.
No, we got you, man.
What else did you bring for our listening pleasure, Jay? Because I know you got an arsenal, like you got archaic records of I know you do.
I'm gonna be able to flip to them next time.
Come on,
okay. Let's go ahead and get it then.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Where is that place when love like autumn leaves crunch and go, like a wind blown on the breeze, down the trail? I think love went this way. But love slipped me and treated me frigidly and dipped down the winding path, leaving me wandering on the track that has long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love, when cold, can still live. From the air breathed when it is shared in the shared shiver between two. Two stiff like dry bricks rubbing while chattering teeth knock and lips spew steam like Campbell's soup stream. Having you here is good. Two diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more shaking with the blankets insulating. As we hollow out our forms in the sheets from writhing, generating the jiggajos, until two souls start glowing like coals in perfect harmony, intertwine and wove. Bodies once stiff, now shoulder roll like kittens nestling into optimal positions. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled now smolder like embers, knees bent, backs arched, all limbs pulled to a shared center. This is how two stayed warm on a cold night in winter. Poem.
Yo, that was deep, yo.
Jay, let me tell you something. Every time I hear you spit, I see a cabin in the woods, and there's a lake close by, and there's a fireplace, and there's a crackling sound of the wood burning, and you can, and it's lit by the embers. And there's also an oil lamp that's lit on the other side. And there's a rocking chair right by the door. And I'm sitting in the rocking chair, and I can hear the beautiful sounds of the forest, the green land, and just nature and life happening around me. And I can smell, you know, that smell of the green and the soil that mixed together.
Yeah.
This is what I see when I listen to a lot of your pieces. It's just relaxing. Your voice has a vibration that's on such a smooth frequency. This is what I get when I listen to your piece, and this one is no different. It's beautiful poetry. It's the way you read it, man. I think sometimes I think I get caught up in your voice more so than your words, because a lot of times I have to wait until, I don't say this, but a lot of times I got to wait until the playback so I can go and listen to the actual words that you're saying, because your voice is so soothing and you're so sure-footed in your flow. You don't stumble or anything. If you do, don't nobody hear it. You know, this is what
that's
I
true,
get.
Though.
That last one, everybody heard it.
Well, we all been stumbling tonight. I don't know. It's just something going on.
That was beautiful what you said about that poem, though, La Perla Negra. That was beautiful.
Yeah, this is what I see. I'm a visual. I'm very, very visual. I got a crazy imagination, and my mind. See, I'm a Pisces, so I live in my head. In fantasy land, unless somebody piss me off and touch me a certain way, you know. But that's most for the most part. That's where I'm at, you know. So I can see the scene. I can smell certain smells, and I can feel the atmosphere around me of that scenery, the picture that is being painted. So I just had to let you know, I love the poetry, man. I really, really do.
By you telling me that just added depth to that poem for me. Because sometimes you'd be just kind of doing it into a skeleton. But when you did that and you said that in the whole scenery, the setting, and that's why I always try to go ahead and get myself into a setting. You made that setting so much more vibrant. You didn't put it out at a lake, a cabin, a rocking chair by the door, the smells of the green and the rest of that. You didn't just added some depth to that poem, and I'm going to try to make it come out on the next time I do it. Appreciate you, LaPerla Negra.
Yeah,
yo,
you're getting busy with it, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Word. That's
shoot,
why I call
you
the Shakespearean, man.
You know? Thanks, bro.
Appreciate that.
Give
all
me
right, well, I'll tell you
man.
What. Drinks are always on the house, but this next drink you're getting ready to get is on me. So go ahead and order what you want, okay? I want you to sit back and just chill and, you know, go ahead and continue to visualize and put some scenery to that piece, like you said, and let me know what you come up with.
X's and O's to that drink.
There you go.
Yeah, they just flip your Mickey up in there, yo. You be all right.
All right.
Off that top shelf. I need that drink. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, Jay. One love, one mic.
Hey, one love, one mic.
Yo, he's really, really a dope poet. Oh, shit. We got a tree.
Mm-hmm.
We got a tree.
I know.
Yes.
That's why I think of it. She must think it's the church.
Got my diva getting ready to open up her mic. I've been waiting. I've been waiting patiently. I'm so glad she raised my hand.
We've been debating for all so long to hear Gwen Stefani.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey.
What's going
on,
Gwen? Oh, my God. It's so good to hear your voice. Yes, yes.
It's
I
so
already
good
know.
To hear y'all. I need some poet therapy today. I need all this.
Gwen C is in the
building. I'm so glad I've been listening for as long as I did because I needed this therapy today.
Well, you at the
good,
right
yeah.
place. Right
no
place. Man, we can right get some. This is therapeutic.
That
we're
real.
Getting ready to come from this artist right here. I am such a fan, girl. You get me going when you get on the mic. I'm trying to tell you, I
You're
love
killing
to
me,
listen to you. I'm trying to tell you. I told you a long time ago I was a fan of yours. I'm like, yo, this chick can go. She is killing this shit.
Yeah, you're
oh
definitely
God.
Right. I'll be having Look. A Rick James on. You know what I'm saying? Rick James type shit, like, give it to me, baby.
That's funny.
Rick James. Yo, how you been, Diva? How you been?
I'm okay, y'all. But when I say I need this therapy, I need this therapy, okay? I need this. I need it every day this week. I need y'all come through every day. Pop up. I'll be there.
Look, you know Epiphany got it on lock every day of the week. Okay, so all you got to do is fall on up in here, hit us up, and we got you. We got your therapy.
Hey, call me.
You been ready to give us some therapy. I don't even want to really carry no more. I just want to hear what you brought for our listening pleasure. But with that being said, I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is an old piece, y'all, from last year, but I think I only shared it once. So the universe is a whole twisted masterpiece. Convinced the universe hates me. Why else would it let me make such fucked up decisions? I mean, it gives me choices like jukebox knowing I always miss the beat. It countries me one moment, rap battles me the next, serenades me with Keith Sweat songs and poetic voices knowing I can't handle some of the fake context. Can't decipher between love and love lines. I digress. Maybe I'm the challenge, but the universe is a syringe, stealing my jazz, supposed to flush my veins. Instead, it pushes bullshit in. I say it hates me because I divorced a man, left the beat, went a cappella, and I kept harmonizing us into the same spaces. I mean, out of all the places, bruh, like the universe knows everybody's secrets, but it wanna pitch in on my business. It knows everything, yet got time to slide on me, talking all that shit, talk me straight back into remarrying him. The universe thinks he's so smart. Shouldn't it know 1 + 2 = 3 and the scale only needed him and me? So I ain't trying to carry the extra one. So simple math tells me the universe got this all wrong. One could argue that it was part of a greater plan, trying to make kingdom, living in wifedom. Like, why the universe want the wife dumb? Wouldn't it be better if the wife done, like done up and left, done you and barred you and banned you, done you and said, I am the shit. So hell no, I don't need yours. Yeah, one could argue there was 3 sons to raise. I could argue we must see them as stars, which means they'd shine anywhere, anyway. I'm telling you, a billion years of experience, yet the universe can't get 20 years right, like 5, 10, 15, 20, or like 20 months or 20 weeks or Smokey's 20 twin. Like, is the universe capable of sin? Because if so, this inhumane pressure trying to force me to diamond, is the universe sinny sin sin? Maybe I want to just bead so I can just be colorful, be worn as necklace or hair decor or as bracelet so I can hold hand that won't let me go. I'm learning to be a jewel. I've always been a gem, semi-precious, meaning I'm worthy of effort to touch my surface but not worthy of what it takes to get to the core. Maybe I just want to be glass so I can break,
because I'm shattered and hurting? And ain't that why people look straight through me but don't see me because I'm pain? So universe, stop trying to force me to diamond. My poems be clarity. My emotions show all my colors. My cuts always been different. Even then, I shapeshift into what someone needs me to be. Marquee, round, square, I make moves, and my certification is a motherfucking G. Universe, I know you're the one, but if you can't get shit right with me, can you at least back off and give me 20 minutes with no interference? Oh, just let me breathe. You be wobbling. I ain't even trying to dance. You be drunk off salt water. No, universe, I simply ask you, should I go back near the sea? Like, do I have to leave this place ever to see the worth again? You just be playing. It ain't cute. I feel like you deboing me. And beautiful universe, if you are a woman, then sis, what did I do to you? Have I not poured enough in just to get a drink of peace? I've not just birthed my babies and raised them to young men, but I've birthed books, given art, and whatever else I can, tried to uplift others, protect them from harm, love my sisters, even if it wasn't reciprocated. But I swear I'm at my wit's end with you, and you don't even end. So you may follow me to heaven playing, bruh, sis, bruh, what I got to do? Because I know God getting tired of me praying. You making God work extra hard, too. I've been worried since I was 3. Survived domestic violence until after teen. My lips don't gossip. When I sip my partially sweet tea, I stay down with cats need plant seeds. I fight for justice, making myself more than black sheep. So lost literally to family, I fight daily just to breathe. I battle anxiety so I can stay to hang with you. But universe, I've always loved you. But you starting to feel like foe or frenemy. Like thinking of you is like, whoa, like back the fuck up. You acting like, whoa, like dang, ain't the fireworks most of us love to see? It's more like bullets hitting backpacks, praying no children were wearing them. All they need to be worried about is ABCs and playing, not slaying. I just been praying. You wearing the shit out of me. I honor the code. I never was connoisseur of coloring within lines, but I don't break the rules. I stand for right and rights of others. I am a loner. Now that's reciprocation. If not, my lonesomeness would be even greater, and it ain't great. Like as a grown-ass woman, you told me to start liking polka dots, so I did, but you just keep on poking me. I don't know if you're trying to tenderize me to make meal, but I've been cooked, fried, scorched, or if you're trying to deflate me, leave me with no air. If it ain't a poke, you brush me close, but you definitely not stroking me, and you ain't got my back. Like you keep making me uncomfortable. By uncomfortable, I mean you make me question everything. Today is everyone's favorite rapper in heaven's birthday, and I can hear him now. I ain't mad at you. But universe, if he loves me like I love him, which I think he does, then yes, he gonna be mad at you for how you doing me. Listen, I got a serious question. If I depart today, are you gonna block the gates? Or are you going to get me to the front of the line just so you can do this for eternity? Because I ain't got time. In peace.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like,
yo, Gwen, you went, excuse my French, like, yo, you went the fuck off, yo.
I love you.
I love the reference to Tupac. I love that. But yeah, you know what? You gotta let the universe know. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Seriously. You know?
That's exactly how she went in. Like, yo, stop playing.
That's right. It's a matter of heart. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know what?
That was dope.
Talking about struggling to get through a piece today, that's how I felt the whole piece, because I ain't read it but once, and it was a struggle. I ain't even going to lie. I'm sure y'all
struggle.
Know that.
I didn't struggle. That's why I said you went the fuck in. Like, yo, that was dope. I mean, I loved it. The energy, the passion,
all the time. All the time. And I'm trying to tell you, I love it. I love it. Always. I'm telling you, I get excited when I see your number and I put your name in there. I'm like, oh shit, if we gonna get something tonight. But I know a lot of times you're working really hard and you can't get your mic open. But I'm glad you hung around, man. Look, you just closed out the show. What? It ain't no better way. There's no better way. My team is about to win this game. I'm in here trying to contain myself, but they just made a touchdown off the race. Yes. So, I mean, this is just, yes, yes. It don't get no better than this. Man, heard one of my
favorite. Even though I hate the NFL, but, you know, I'm glad your team winning, even though I hate the NFL.
That's
hey,
not right.
Show
stopper.
Because I'm still down with Cap. Fuck the NFL forever. Okay, sorry.
Okay, okay, okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, oh, man, I love the piece. I had so much to say about it,
definitely.
But I kind of got, when you did the reference to Tupac, I ain't mad at you. I was like, yo, oh, man, you said it's his birthday? Oh, wow. That's what's up. That's awesome. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, appreciate you, Gwen.
Like,
yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me, as always. Peace, love, and see the
Anytime.
Work. I appreciate y'all.
Anytime, appreciate you.
Okay. Man, I done forgot to, what we say? I we send the post off. I'm so discombobulated right now with excitement. Oh, my God, one last one, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to you over there, Gwen, have a drink on me. You know what I mean? So,
thank you.
Boy, yeah, I'm loud.
Thank you.
I like
you're welcome, baby. Wow. Wow. Yo, this is one of the best ways to end this show. This show was dope.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Oh, man,
and
I was hoping we could hear from her. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was all good. I got that song for her, too, just because she went there and took it there. You know what I mean? We're going to close the show out with this song. You know what I mean? You got any last thoughts?
Oh, man, I love working with you. I appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you every week and just participating and hearing all this amazing poetry. I want everybody to get that good relationship going with yourself because therein lies spirit. I want everybody to continue to love and respect one another. Stay safe, you know, try and fight these germs that's trying to get us. I love y'all.
Word. Hey, we'll see y'all next week on the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Network, 9 p.m. Eastern. Myself and the Divas, we rock on. And look, always remember, love yourself. Can't love yourself, you're going to be out there in the world by yourself. So peace, love, and poetry. I'm going to take you out with some Dej Loaf.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it. I'm on it, I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a little girl to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock it all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like pork, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. Boy, 214, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Then my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us scoring. VIP in the club, while y'all section boring. Got a bitch, I set it off like Zeta Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces. Bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby, love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitches freak nasty. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing.
fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, slide in your girl, baby, gonna take see, my I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas got some like hoes, most some bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.